holiday tournament time across the Upper Cumberland as our local teams are traveling far and wide to get some hoops in both before Christmas and then between Christmas and New Year's. Welcome to our Saturday morning get-together at Chick-fil-A Interstate Drive as we talk with players and coaches. We've got the White County girls in the house. We'll talk some Warriors basketball this morning. Also talking Clark Range basketball. We'll visit with the Warren County Pioneers before we're done. We are presented by Mountain Barn Builders, and it has already been a busy couple of days with several tournaments going on, several here right in the Upper Cumberland that you can enjoy today. If maybe you're looking for a break from holiday present wrapping or holiday gift buying, you can enjoy some great basketball. Let's recap what happened, starting with the Friday night scoreboard from UCSportsNation.com. On the girls' side, Warren County gets the win over Buckhorn, Kentucky, the final 70-39. Beth Vaughn had 21 for Warren County. Watertown beats Van Buren County 50-47. Brittany Allison finished with 22. It was Emma Scoggins with 13 for Van Buren County. Westmoreland beats Cookeville 35-22. Emma Webb had 6 points on the night. White County improves to 10-0. They beat Cumberland County 80-42, thanks in large part to Gracie Dodgen, 18 points on the night. Upperman defeats Menendez 74-19 the final. Tori Brooks finished with 24 for the Bees. The Pickett County girls defeated Gordonsville 73-34 last night. Kendall Luddick and Shaylette Wood each had 14 points for the Bobcats. Boys scoreboard from last night. Cookeville defeats DeKalb County 67-46. Bailey Gilliam had 25 points. White County wins over Clark Range 66-21. Mason Winningham with 13. Warren County defeats the Kings Academy 60-58. C.J. Taylor leading the way for the Pioneers with 17. Upperman defeats Palatka 59-54 as the Bees play in tournament. Alex Rush finished with 17. Livingston falls to Eastside, Virginia by a 71-47 score. And Gordonsville defeats Pickett County 55-46. Zach Amonet had 20 points for the Bobcats. Glad to have Coach Michael Dodgen and the White County Lady Warriors with us here at Chick-fil-A Interstate Drive. They are one of those teams that's not only playing in a holiday tournament, but you're also hosting a holiday tournament. I guess probably one of the premier tournaments in our area. How's it going so far?
It's going really good. We're very fortunate to have the teams that we have from the Upper Cumberland, and we had some teams from outside the Upper Cumberland come in and play this year. Obviously, two of the boys' teams that are here with you this morning are playing in our tournament with the Warren County boys and Clark Range boys. And, you know, we've got probably some of the best girls' teams in the mid-state playing with us, with Clark Range and Lamar Rogers. And then we play Macon County tonight with Coach Larry White. And, you know, you've got some really good basketball starting at 1 o'clock today in Sparta with games from 1. And then our boys play in the championship game against Warren County at 8:30 tonight. So, so we got a good day of basketball. If people just really don't have anything else to do today and they want to come down to Sparta and watch six games, it'll be a really good night and really good atmosphere.
How important is this event, not for the basketball part, but for the opportunity to host these teams, to get a little money in the bank, and for the community as a whole have all these people in town?
To bring people to White County is the biggest thing. I mean, these teams are staying for a couple hours a day, and they're eating in our local restaurants, and, you know, they're spending money in our local town, which helps, you know, our businesses. And those are the people that help support us down the road. You know, Sonic does a phenomenal job of sponsoring our tournament, and then we have some other sponsors that help us out too. And it's just a great event. It's a lot of work. It's a lot of late hours. It's a lot of stress of worrying and making sure people are coming and showing up. But, you know, we've got a good support staff at our school with Mr. Swallows and Coach Crane, our athletic director, and then Coach Mitchell, the boys coach. And, you know, we do a really good job. And Rebecca West and her family from Sonic do a really good job of helping us out.
It really takes a team to do something like this.
It takes a lot of people. You know, our parents have done a great job with our hospitality room and, you know, taking that, and then our kids, you know, we require them to work because at the end of the day, this all benefits them too. So, you know, it's kind of a give back. It's a give and take thing there, and we're really proud of it, and we're really proud of what we're able to put and showing off our school.
Michael Dodgen's head coach at White County. All right, let's talk some ball. The record says you're perfect to start. I'm sure you don't feel you're perfect.
We're not perfect yet, but we're getting there. We're getting to the point where we're eliminating mistakes that we were making at the beginning of the year. We've been very, very good defensively so far, and that's really, I don't guess that would be my MO in the past. We like to score it, like to run and do a lot of things, but we're shooting it really well right now. I think we're averaging per game, I think we're averaging 11 threes a game right now. So we're shooting the basketball really, really well right now. And, we've got at least seven kids that can knock down three-point shots consistently. Two that you'll talk to today. Gracie's made, I think it's 48 now in 10 games, and she's shooting about 57% from the three-point line.
Wow.
Morgan Quick the other night had six threes against Pigeon Forge, and, so she's kind of starting to get in her rhythm last night. Last night she hit three, so she's had nine threes in 2 days. And, Gracie's just shot the ball really, really well for us. I know there's been on two or three occasions so far this year that she's hit seven threes in a game. She hit eight early on in the season. So, we're starting to get in a rhythm there and starting to do some things we need to do. But probably, I guess, the biggest thing is we're averaging 14 assists a game. And so we're doing a really good job of sharing the basketball, and that's what our kids, have bought into, and that's what we need to do.
What do you attribute those kind of assist numbers?
Well, we're grown up a little bit too. We're a lot more mature than what we were last year, and that's with years as experience and people playing and people being in it as together as one instead of worrying about themselves individually. And I think that's been the biggest turn. And we've got two guards that have played and started for us since they were freshmen, and then Julia, as a post player, has started every game as a freshman since she's been a freshman. So we're maturing and we're growing up right in front of everybody, right in front of our own eyes a little bit.
Did you expect to be at this point where you are defensively? I mean, did you do something different in the off season, or is it just kind of come together?
It's just kind of came together, and a lot of that's experience. We're putting kids on the floor. We're putting seven, eight kids a floor on the night, eight kids on the floor every night that have played significant minutes for us in years past. So it's a lot of, we're fine-tuning things, and they take pride in what they're doing. It's not just, let's just go out there and play. They take pride in what they're doing, and that's a really positive thing. I think we've given up more than 60 points just one time this year. So, that's doing a really good job for us, and we've played some really good basketball teams that can score the basketball.
Basketball continues to evolve and change, but is there still a sense in your mind that defense is really what drives it?
I think that's the key to a lot of things. You got to be able to defend, and you got to be able to rebound. And especially in February, when you're playing teams for the second and third time, sometimes fourth time, you're going to have to be good defensively because you're going to know what they're going to do offensively. Even when I was at Cannon County and you had to go against Dana McWilliams and Leslie Riddle, those coaches knew what you were going to do before you walked off the bus. The same was when I went to White County, started at White County, was with Mindy Odom at Cookeville High School. You stand up and call a play, and Mindy Odom knew exactly where you were going. And I think that's the thing of the game of basketball, especially with defense, that it carries your team and leads to offensive possessions for your team.
And defense, you can have off nights, but defense, because it's mentality and emotion, it's kind of always there, isn't it?
Well, it takes effort to play defense, and that's what we talk about every day. You got to get 1% better defensively every day. And these kids have bought into that, and they're doing the things there. And then do we do everything right every time? Absolutely not. But we do a really good job of taking care of things on the floor.
What do you still want to get better at?
Well, we've got to become better at rebounding. We're still not a great rebounding basketball team, and we've got to get better at rebounding because down the road, Cookeville, Stowe Memorial, Ray County, all those teams have big kids that can rebound the basketball, and in our league it's going to be tough, and we've got to handle that in our league.
How do you work on that?
Just repetition in practice and being competitive in practice, and I feel like that's been another thing for us. We're able to be more competitive this year in practice. So things that we're doing in practice are carrying over to a basketball game.
Because you're deeper and you got
a little bit, and
guys that can go against each other.
And we're healthy, too. So, we weren't healthy early at the beginning of the year. We've had injuries and all kinds of things. So we've just got to continue to stay healthy and continue to get better.
Glad to have the White County Lady Warriors with us at Chick-fil-A Interstate Drive with head coach Michael Dodgett. And you brought along whom today?
I've got senior Julia Curtis with us today, and I've got two juniors in Gracie Dodgett and Morgan Quick.
So, Julia, for you to start with, where do you feel like this basketball team is right now?
I feel like we're way more mature than we have been in the past. We definitely all go well together. I think it's because we've all been playing together since, their sophomore year. So we're definitely playing as one now instead of trying to play as individuals, and that helps us out a lot.
Did you feel pressure or that you wanted to make sure as a senior that you kind of set the tone for that with this team, playing together?
Last year we only had two seniors, so last year was kind of like my starting point as becoming a senior and having that leadership. So I think this year it's really just performing as a leader and making sure that all the girls stay in line.
People talk all the time about senior leadership. What did it mean to you? What did you go into this season thinking, okay, this is what I got to do?
We're all a family, so I think it's not necessarily being I think it's more of just being an example and allowing everybody to follow in your footsteps.
Gracie, why do you think you are shooting so well from the three-point area right now?
Well, I just think my teammates, create a bunch of, space for me to get open. They create a bunch of, my shots. So without them, I wouldn't be able to shoot the ball.
Are you more comfortable with the set shots, or do you like to come off screens and get open that way?
I mean, most of my threes I do come off screens, so I really don't prefer either. I like them both, but
what's different between that? What the mechanics different?
I mean, I think when I'm just set, just standing there and then get thrown the ball, I think I'm more prepared and ready to shoot the ball. But when I come off screen, it's just getting the shot up before the defense gets back. So
is it still important to have the right footwork and the mechanics when you're coming off screen?
Yeah, when you're just standing there, you're already set. You're already trying to get your feet set, your shoulders square, just get the shot off. But you got to think a little more coming off screens, just getting your body set up right to get the shot off.
Morgan, what is it that you wanted to work on in the off season to get better?
I just wanted to push myself to become a better player as a team and work with my teammates to make the season a lot more better.
Was there anything in particular that you said, I've got to work on this skill thing or this fundamental area?
I had to work on my shot. Sometimes I get off and I have to work on that more.
How do you do that? Is that just repetition, just over
yes,
and over?
Yes, just repetition.
Yeah. Are you proud of where this team is right now?
Yes, I'm very proud. I think we've been working more as a team this year and not individually. So I think that'll get us a lot further through this season than last year.
Where does that come from?
Well, we're all pretty close, so I think that comes from that mostly. But also because we want to share the ball instead of just be selfish. So I think that's a good thing for us.
How important are the summer camps and the off-season work to just coming together more as a team?
I think it prepares us for game situations and what we will get ourselves into. So I think it prepares us for harder teams that we'll play and when district comes around.
Coach, how important in your mind is that kind of work in the off season? What do you think is the most important part of that?
Well, you got to, with strength and conditioning is the biggest thing. And these girls did a good job in the weight room this year of getting themselves ready to play. And taking care of their bodies, that's the biggest thing, and stretching and keeping themselves strong and mentally prepared, mentally ready to go. And during the summer you just go and you play to try to get better, but summer games are hard because there's not many times during the year that you're gonna play two and three games during the day. So the summer stuff is good to go do and good for teams to get together, but it's also a little unrealistic because everybody plays it different. But it's good for these kids to be together and do the things that we need to do. And, these kids are fortunate enough that we can go places and do the things that they need to do for them to be able to spend a lot of time together.
Speaking of going places, You're headed to Portland, Oregon.
We are.
Got to make sure I say Oregon. Yes, people might think Tennessee. You're not going.
We are leaving Christmas night. We're flying out of Nashville to go to Portland, Oregon, to play in the Nike PIC tournament that's going to be right outside of Beaverton, Oregon. So we're going to be there from December 25th, and then we come back on the 31st.
What a great experience.
It will be. I've been to Oregon, but I've never been to the Portland area. And so we're excited. A good friend of mine that works for Nike, Tony Dorado, got us involved with the tournament. And 2 years ago, we were sitting at a tournament and asked what it would take to get a East Coast team to come out. And you know, we were fortunate enough to be able to have the money raised to go and do what we need to do to get to the tournament. So they're going to get an experience and an opportunity. You know, some of our, I think we've got five or six players that have never flown before.
Oh.
So that'll be an experience there in itself. And, you know, we're going to have a good time and get to do a lot of things. They're going to get to go to the NBA game with the Portland Trailblazers and the Phoenix Suns on the 30th. And then they're going to get to tour the Nike complex in Beaverton, Oregon on the second day that we'll be out there. So we'll have a good time and it'll be fun. And you know, this group's gotten to take some good trips in the past. We've been to Washington D.C. even though it was cold. It was a really good trip, and we've been to Florida twice. So you know, they've got to experience some things that, you know, a lot of teams don't get to experience.
Julia, what are you most looking forward to at the trip?
I think I'm looking forward to touring the Nike facility. I think that'll be really, really cool. But I'm also looking forward to playing too, because I know we'll have really good competition up there. And most of the time when we go to tournaments like this, we either get one or the other. We'll have, like, one time when we were in Florida, we didn't play as great competition, but then like last year we played really good teams. And so yeah, I'm really looking forward to it.
Gracie, it's a chance to have fun and enjoy some things and that sort of thing, but I'm sure there are things you want to work on from a basketball standpoint too.
I think that one of our big things is just like going and having fun, but also going there to get the job done and come back with a championship trophy. So I think we can go and have fun, but also go and get the job done.
Morgan, you'll come back, and then it's going towards tournament time, so you got to be ready coming out of this tournament, don't you?
Yeah, we just need to prepare up there and get used to the competition, so when district comes around, we'll be ready to play as a team and work good together.
Well, you guys are off to a tremendous start, and it's so great to see what you're doing. Again, Coach, tell us times for today for the tournament. Shootout.
At 1 o'clock, Kings Academy girls, which is out of Seymour, Tennessee, they play Ray County. And then at 2:30, Cumberland County boys play Macon County boys. At 4 o'clock, Clark Raines girls play Cumberland County girls. At 5:30, Clark Raines boys play Kings Academy boys. We play Macon County girls at 7. And then our boys play Warren County boys at 8:30.
You'll be worn out.
Tomorrow will be a good day of rest before we hit the road to travel for family stuff.
Well, it's a great chance for you to enjoy some great high school basketball if you're needing a break from all the holiday activities today. The Sonic Shootout going on in Sparta. Michael Dodgen and Morgan Quick, Julia Curtis, Gracie Dodgen with us at Chick-fil-A. Merry Christmas. Thanks for being here and have fun in Portland.
Well, we will, and thank you guys for everything that y'all do for high school sports.
High school basketball on the boys' side. Let's go to Clark Range as the high school playbook continues. Presented by Mountain Barn Builders, which is just right outside Clark Range. Between Clark Range and Jamestown, go up and see them if you're looking for a great holiday gift that something the whole family will like. Head Coach Rodney Pyle with us today. It has been an adjustment for your Clark Range team. You had five seniors graduate, and so kind of finding yourself, finding your roles, what this early part of the season has been about?
Yeah, we're trying to, you know, we got a lot of new guys, you know, guys that have been on the team, now they're in more pressure roles. They've got to be ready to play. And we, you know, we started a year off, and we were picked eighth in our district out of eight teams. And so we knew kind of where we was at, and we're just trying to get better. We're trying to improve. We're trying, you know, and of course, you know, we're 2-8 right now. And, you know, obviously, you know, losing is tough on you. It's hard. It's not fun. And so sometimes it's hard to keep your spirits up. And so that's what we're trying to fight right now. And we got us a good win Thursday night against Ray County, a Triple-A team. And, you know, of course, last night we ran into White County at their home court and kind of ran into a buzzsaw and just wasn't ready to compete with that just yet. And that's what we're trying to do. We're trying to learn how to compete. We're having a hard time learning how to win. And so hopefully we can keep going. But, you know, we've got a long ways to go, and we've got to keep getting better.
One of the things that I have learned over the year from coaches is what you said is so true. And I think the average person might scoff at it. What do you mean learn to win? But you really have to do.
Yeah. Winning is so hard, you know, because everybody wants to win. And everybody thinks, hey, let's just go out there and show up and we'll win and have fun. But the other team wants to win as well. The other team fans wants their team to win. And everybody's working real hard on both sides to try to win games. And so, you know, a lot of times you got to learn how to win. You got to learn how to do those little extra things, how to box out on rebounds, how to go after loose balls, how to take care of the ball. You know, right now rebounding and turnovers is really hurting us. It's plaguing us, and we've got to learn how to do those two things a lot better so that we give ourselves a chance to win. Right now, it just feels like a lot of times we don't give ourselves a chance to win because we're giving other teams second and third opportunities on the boards, and then we're turning it over at a high rate, which is, you know, then we don't get even one shot at the goal. So you got to learn how to win, and it's hard to do. It's not easy.
What is the key to being a good rebounding basketball team?
Well, first of all, it's a mindset. You know, you got to want to go after the ball. It's you know, sometimes, especially in boys basketball, it's just, you know, it's whoever the biggest, toughest man is out there is going to usually get the rebound. And so you got to have that mindset. You know, it'd be nice if you had a little bit of smarts to you. You know, you're thinking about, you know, that offside rebound. You know, 70% of the time the rebound comes off on the other side of the rim. And so before the shot is taken or when the shot is taken, you need to be getting positioned and ready for that rebound 70% of the time. And that's where you know the other guy hits you first or whatever, and they get better rebounding position, and they get the rebound and you don't. So I would say, you know, mindset of just going after it, and then you got to have a little smarts and be able to box out and understand where the ball's going to go most of the time.
Because in the high school game, unlike college basketball, let's say, you know, most college teams are going to be equal in terms of strength and size.
Yeah.
That won't always be the case in the high school game.
Yeah. Yeah, we don't get to pick our teams. I can't go out and recruit anybody, but in high school, you know, that's who you've got is the players you've got in your school, and so, you know, some years you're going to have a lot of talent, some years you might not have as much talent, but you still got to learn how to play the game the right way, and so, you know, we're trying to work on it, and I've not done my job as well as I should have, and you know, we need to work on boxing out more in practice and talking about it more and trying to get that mindset of going after the ball, and like I said, you know, Thursday night against Ray County, I thought that's the best thing that we've done all year long. We limited them basically to one shot per possession, and I think that was a huge key in us getting a good win. And a lot of times, you know, we've got to do a better job of that. And so hopefully we're getting a little bit better, but we got to keep working on it.
Clark Range coach Rodney Pyle is with us. When you're playing in these tournaments and you're playing night after night after night, what do you gain from that? What's the biggest thing that helps you down the line?
Well, we hope to gain some mental toughness. And, you know, when you play in three nights in a row, you know, that wears you down. That's hard on you. And a lot of times your body, especially that second and that third night, your body's saying, no, you know, don't go for that rebound. You know, you don't have to take care of the ball. You know, somebody slaps you on the arm, you can let the ball go. But you know, you gotta kind of overcome your body a little bit because it's a little fatigued. And you know, so that mental toughness is the biggest thing you're trying to figure out. And you'd like to see your team, when they're down, when things ain't going right, to be able to push through. And so, you know, that would hopefully help you later on. And of course, you know, we're at the White County Christmas Tournament, and, well, you know, there's a lot of good teams at the White County Christmas Tournament, and it's going to make us better. The better teams you play, the better you get, hopefully. And you got to learn how to compete. Even though, you know, we're a single-A team, we play two triple-A teams, and, you know, that sometimes that's kind of an unfair advantage. And you got to learn how to compete, even though that they might have more talent than you.
What is the biggest difference between a 3A team and a 1A team?
Well, you know, normally, you know, like at Clark Ranch High School, we got roughly 300 students, and those, you know, 150 boys, and that's who we have to choose from, 150 boys. And then you go to White County High School, and I'm assuming they've got somewhere around 1,200 kids, and, you know, they got 600 boys to choose from. So every one good player that I've got, they've got three. And so they've got more coming off the bench. You know, right now, I've got two of my top four guys have been hurt a lot of the first of the year, and that just really, that almost kills us as far as trying to be able to compete with other teams. And, you know, whereas a triple-A team is going to have another kid off the bench that's, you know, might not be as good because they're not starting, but they're still not that far off.
So it becomes a numbers game.
Yeah, it becomes a, you know, numbers game, huge. And so, you know, we've got to have a little luck and not get anybody hurt and keep everybody healthy.
Rodney Pyle is the head coach at Clark Range High School, and they're with us at Chick-fil-A Interstate Drive. Brought along three players today.
Yeah, we got three seniors, three of our leaders on the team, and you know, we're looking for big things out of them. We've got Nate Hall, Keith Whited, and Gatlin LaRue.
Nate, yeah. What is the challenge of being a senior and stepping into kind of the leadership role?
Oh, it's a big role. You got a lot on your shoulders. It's your last season. You don't want to put nobody down. You got a crowd looking behind you, and it's just, you feel like you've got the whole school and the school pride behind you. You got to just live up to the moment, which, I mean, but then again, it's your funnest season. You're the star of the show. I mean, you can either play good and do good and just win as a team, or it's just a flipping point is just, you got to go out there and give it your all.
Especially at a place like Clark Range where there's such tradition in basketball. Do you feel that?
I mean, where my dad just played Clark Range ball, my brother played Clark Range ball last year, and he done really good, and so did my dad their senior year. I just felt like I just was going to just go with the flow. If I had to score 30 points and we win, that's going to be fine with me. Or if not score and just rebound, that's fine with me too. I mean, I've got two seniors. We're the senior trio. We got a pretty good squad. And we got a young team, though, so that's just – the killer part is just trying to get everybody known exactly how to play, because high school ball is a different atmosphere, especially at Clark Range, where it's our only sports program, basically. It's the blood and backbone of our school, to be honest. But, yeah.
It's a zoo there on a game night, isn't it?
Oh, yeah. It's the atmosphere there is just nothing compared to anywhere else.
Keith, what's the challenge of stepping into the role where you're the guy? I mean, you've obviously been coming off the bench and helping the team the last several years, but now you're the senior, you're the guy. Is that a different challenge?
Yeah, it is. Coming off the bench, you gotta start hitting shots. You know, like when you come off the bench, you gotta spark a fire, and like when you start, you have to automatically come out there and start hitting shots. Like, you got to do everything off the beginning.
You kind of have a chance to get warmed up on the bench, whereas now,
yeah,
when the ball goes up in the air, you got to be ready to go.
Yeah, you got to be ready. Like, on the bench, you got to sit there, and you got to come in. If somebody's not playing good, you got to come up and show out.
Gaylen, what do you think the challenge is? How does it change being the guy now?
I think everybody looks at you more. You got a bigger role. People will, like, depend on you a lot more. You got to step up. You got to bring it every night. You got to give it 110% every time you step on the floor till the ref blows the whistle, till the play is over. Everybody looks at you. You got more responsibility, and you have to perform for your team, for everybody.
Has it been an adjustment for you?
Yeah, it has since freshman year. I grew a lot. I've gotten a lot better. You just have to develop everything, work hard every day from your freshman year to your senior year. Get to get better every day.
Where have you tried to get better?
Everywhere, really. I've been trying to get working my shot a lot more lately and develop it, be more lethal outside.
Most people would think that to get better at shooting, you just shoot a lot. Is there more to it than that?
Yeah, you can. If you go out and shoot a bunch of reps and practice, but with a bad form, or if you're, you know, getting lazy with it or something, you actually probably get worse. You have to you have to work at your craft every day. You have to get better, work to get better, not just come out there just to do it, put in time. You have to actually put in the work, do it the right way.
So if there's an elementary or middle school ball player listening right now, what do you say to them about what's the biggest key to shooting the ball well?
Form, probably.
What do you mean by that?
Have a good shot, have a good backspin, be pretty, use your wrist, flick your wrist.
Keith, what did you want to work on in the off season to get better?
In the off season, I've always had like a jump shot, but like off dribble, like I need to work on that a lot because people like to take charges on me because I'm not really developed that, but I'm starting to develop more now and I'm starting to be able to score a lot more easily.
Is there somebody that you like to watch that you say in college ball or pro ball that you say, wow, that's a great shooter?
I like watching Trae Young.
Really?
Yeah. His pick and roll game is really good.
What do you like about it? Just his form, the way he does it?
Well, like Trae Young, well, he does have a nice form. He can shoot from anywhere. And when he works in the pick and roll, he can do anything. Like he can throw a lob. He can take a little floater or a jump shot. People can't stop him.
Nate, who do you enjoy watching?
Ja Morant.
Really?
Yeah. It just where, I mean, Keith's the shooter in our team. Gatlin's, he's the strength and the point guard and everything. And me, I'm just with the athleticism. So just watching him play, for him just being a 6'3 guard, jumping like that, being not that big armed and everything, and he just playing such like a strong 300 bench press guy. I mean, his confidence level and his aggression, it's just awesome to watch.
That's what, Coach, is so interesting about basketball is that the game keeps evolving, and some of these guys, I mean, they do it in a way that 25, 30 years ago you never would have expected.
Yeah, you know, you watch basketball now, and it's almost like the post game. You know, the old post player with his back to the basket is, you know, it's not there anymore.
That's right.
And so now it's moved more outside. It's more shoot the three ball, penetrate and kick. You might have an offside post player there for alley oops and for rebounding purposes. But you know, the game has evolved a whole lot, and you've got to be able to handle the ball and shoot the ball to be able to compete nowadays.
Talking Clark Range basketball at Chick-fil-A on the high school playbook. Okay, Nate, so we're getting here towards Christmas, New Year's, and then you're going to be right in the heart of the games that count the most. Where do you need to get better as a basketball team?
Honestly, I just got to be coming more like aggressive on the offensive end because, I mean, I make a defensive stand. I love defense. Defense is like number one thing. We got a Coach Parker, and he preaches defense. He loves it, and then Coach Powell loves our defense. And we're a defensive team. If we got our defense going, it makes our offense move so much smoother. So I've just got to start doing what I do on defense on the offensive part.
Keith, coach said, got to stop the turnovers as a team. How do you do that?
Well, we don't play with a rush. We play controlled, and turnovers go away. We've been doing that a lot here recently.
Gatlin, is there a chance for this basketball team to still make some noise once 2020 arrives?
Oh yes, definitely. We got plenty of talent. We got not really much talent, but we got a lot of ability to be able to make a lot of noise. I think we're underrated a lot. People kind of looking down on us, but I think we're going to shock a lot of people come New Year's.
And if you keep working at it, Coach, that's the thing about basketball. The beauty of the game is, it doesn't matter where you are in December. It matters where you are in February.
Exactly. You know, it's a tournament game. It's a tournament sport. You know, you can go. We got roughly 29 regular season games this year, and you can go 0-29 and still win the state tournament. So, obviously, you don't want to do that. You don't want to put that to use. But you know, you got to keep getting better, and that's what we try to do in the regular season. Is every game where we want to get a little bit better. We want to try to make sure that we're working on the things that, you know, we try to prioritize the things that we're weak at, and you know, right now rebounding and turnovers is what we're trying to concentrate, and soon hopefully we'll kind of check those off our list and move on to some other things that we'll be better off in the tournaments.
Buffalo senior class of Nate Hall, Keith Whited, Gatlin LaRue, and head coach Rodney Pyle of the Clark Range boys team. Thanks for coming and spending some time with us today.
Hey, thanks a lot, and we'd love to. UC Sports Nation and your radio station does a great job for high school basketball in this area, and we appreciate what y'all do.
Merry Christmas.
Merry Christmas to y'all.
Boys off to an 8-4 start this season. Head coach Chris Sullins and members of the Pioneers are with us at Chick-fil-A Interstate Drive. It is the high school playbook where we're talking ball, holiday tournament basketball, and getting ready for the games that really count. I guess, Coach, in some ways that's a difficult job because you want them to enjoy the holidays, you want them to enjoy Christmas, but when you get back, it counts.
It really does. And with our district schedule, you know, we start our district after the first of the year, so what you're trying to do is what you just said. You want to end this Christmas tournament strong. We don't go to an after Christmas tournament because we want our kids to enjoy their families and those type things the week after. We don't want it to revolve around basketball. We'll practice a couple times, and as soon as the new year rolls around, it's when it counts. And we play 30 games in a year, but eight of them mean a lot more than the rest of them. When you get to district competition, we have five teams in our district, so you got an eight-game schedule, and those eight games kind of determine where you're going to be at going forward.
I've heard coaches talk about that it's a balancing act of trying to give them educational experiences, let them have some fun during the holidays, but yet not leaving them just exhausted when January rolls around.
Absolutely. I think that's a great point. The balancing act is with kids in today's times, there's so many things for them to do, all the holiday travel and those type things, and families that are getting together, and then you're trying to get four or five basketball games in with some basketball practice. You don't want to burn kids out. I see that happen a lot. You want them to understand the importance of what we're trying to do on the basketball floor, but we don't want that to be too important. It kind of takes away from really what the holiday season is about.
You came to Warren County High School trying to build a program.
Absolutely.
Where do you feel like you are in that development?
I think we've stabilized the program. I'll put it that way. Like I say, we've had back-to-back winning seasons for the last 2 years. That's the first time that's happened in over two decades in Warren County. I think that we've built some respectability in this area. I think that teams now understand when Warren County comes to the gym. I used to hear this a lot. When Warren County was on the schedule, it was two wins. We've tried to at least make it two competitive games, even if we do get beat by both in the home and home type deal. I think what we've got kids to do now, they buy into what we're preaching, which is you're going to have to work hard. You got to do it in the team atmosphere. We try to take out the individualism with it. And we've just tried to make it where we're a competitive program. The last 2 years, we've won 38 basketball games. What we're trying to do is win 18 to 20 a year and try to finish in the top two of our district. And when we get to the region, we just let the cards fall where they may.
When you're trying to build a program, kind of where do you start?
I think you start with the basic concept of we've got to learn how to work as a basketball team. We talk about a family, and when we talk about a team, you keep bringing up the right word. We very rarely talk. We talk as a team, but we're talking about the program, about where we started and where we want to go. And another thing I've learned, I learned many years ago, I needed to listen to guys that had built programs. There's some wonderful basketball coaches in this area. Coach Mitchell at Sparta, I've got a tremendous amount of respect for him. Coach Capps at Stone Memorial, Bobby McWilliams at Upperman. I looked at how those guys did some things. I tried to take some ideas from them. We tried to let our guys know where they were at, that those were high school students as well. They weren't, just because when we got there, we were getting beat by them on a nightly basis. We could get to where they were at. And I think our kids have started to buy into that. That being said, it's not easy. And I've got a tremendous amount of respect for guys that can do it year after year. Like I say, it's been a grind, but it's been well worth it because we've dealt with some really quality young men.
Warren County Coach Chris Sullins is with us. Part of your background is as a middle school coach. And when you hear program development, invariably it comes back to, that's got to start with our middle school program.
Absolutely.
Does that help you in having that background in your experience?
I think it helps me in this aspect. Being from Warren County, I understand how the middle schools work because they're different in different school systems. We have one major middle school in our community, and then we have about five what I would call as elementary K-8 schools. What we try to do is make sure that all those young men that are going to have the opportunity to play high school basketball are on the same page of what we want taught at those levels. We also want them to know when a lot of those teams play each other every single night as a middle school district or they're on the schedule with each other, so to speak. What we want them to understand is when they become freshmen, all those rivalries have to be thrown out the window, and you got to start understanding we are one. We're all pioneers now. Those are the type of things that we try to echo at a younger level. And then when they get to our program, what we've done is we make sure that we have three basketball teams. We have a freshman team, and 99% of the time we've only played three young men up on the varsity team since I've been there. Our freshmen are freshmen. We let them grow. We let them understand how a high school system works. And then with our JV and varsity teams, we try to make sure that we're successful at each one of those levels.
So it's almost like a red shirt
system. Absolutely. That's one thing we've tried to do because as a high school basketball coach, you can go watch young men play at the 7th and 8th grade level, but you don't really know how that's going to translate until you see them against high school competition. So I think that's an excellent point. We allow them to be freshmen where they practice by themselves. They've got their own schedule. And I think that's something that's been beneficial for us when we started.
And their bodies are changing so
absolutely.
Much at that age.
Most of them have not been in a weight room, and those type things are so important for high school sports right now, the weight room and conditioning and those type things. So you're exactly right. We just let them be who they are. We find out who really wants to play, because when you get to high school athletics, it is a little bit different than middle school. It becomes, I don't want to say it's a job. I never want to say that, but a lot of them haven't practiced every single day during a season. They don't understand how the TSSAA rules work when it comes to that. It's kind of a learning curve that they go through, and I think that we've done a pretty decent job of building it some ways with that in mind.
I don't say this in any way to degrade middle school or elementary school basketball, but it's a little more rec league.
I would agree with that.
when you get to the high school level, especially at a school the size of Warren County, it's serious stuff.
Well, it's serious stuff. Not only that, you're going up against guys. I tell guys this all the time. When I was a middle school coach, when I look across, it's not that you didn't respect the guys you were coaching against, but the guys we coach against at the high school level in this area are pretty good. They're doing this for a living, too.
Yeah.
And we live in a day and time where you don't want to base things on win or losses, but guys like Coach Mitchell's been around for a long time because he wins a lot of basketball games. So Bobby McWilliams being the same way. So that's one thing we tried to understand is they just the guys that are doing it against you are not going to come back to you. If they're 20 points better than you, you got to go to them. They're not going to come back to you.
Well said. Chris Sullins, head coach at Warren County. We'll meet some of the pioneers when we continue. High school basketball. We're talking holiday tournaments and getting ready for district play. The High School Playbook presented by Mountain Barn Builders continues. Warren County coach Chris Sullins is here. Who'd you bring along with you today?
I brought our junior C.J. Taylor, and I brought Dante Elam, our junior. I brought our manager / assistant coach Trevor Evans, who's become a local hero from the other night. He scored in his first high school basketball game. And then I brought senior Eli Jones, who's been with our program for 4 years.
C.J., where do you think this basketball team is as you kind of reach the halftime break, I guess you would say, in the season?
As a team, I think we're coming together as it goes on. I think that we're better than what we were last year as a team and as a unit. I think we work better together, and there's no ego on the team. People that come off the bench work hard. People that start, we know where we stand, and I think that's where we are right now as a team. I think that we work hard together.
How do you build that chemistry? Is it just playing together?
Well, I think that we played together over the summer, that we have a new kid on the team named D. Spates and Grant King, and they help us a lot, and they bring a lot of energy. And, yeah, we just work hard. Irvin Espinoza, he shoots the lights out. Red, he shoots the lights out too. And we all just play good together. We work hard for each other.
You want to be challenged at practice, don't you?
Yes, sir.
Yeah. Trevor, for you, let's talk about your magic moment, scoring.
Yes, sir.
What was that like?
God blessed me with some glory. I got to play the other night. But it's all the work of my coaches and my teammates. Without the hard work they do in practice, I would have never got that opportunity.
Did you know it was good from the moment you shot?
Well, my first shot, I hit about 2 feet above the square. The second one, that one felt good coming out of my hand.
What do you try to bring to the team in terms of just your work ethic and your energy?
Oh, well, I just try to tell the boys every day at practice that just work hard, and it'll come out. One game may not go the way we want, but in the end, it'll come out how we want. No matter how, work hard, and it'll come out the way we want.
Trevor, what have you seen in the development of this team?
Oh, we're a family. On and off the floor, we're a family. We care about each other, all the things like that.
Dante, as you come to this break, do you need the rest?
Oh, yes, for sure.
Why?
We've had a lot of tough games over these past stretch, and it's just a lot of wear and tear on the body.
Now, some wonder if you, when you have a break, do you end up playing a lot of ball on your own, or do you try to totally get away from it?
Yeah, you seem to always end up playing a lot of ball. Yeah, I mean, you can't stay away from the game.
What has stood out to you about the things that you've tried to work on in the offseason?
I've tried to improve my shooting a lot to make teams defend me more. I feel like if I'm able to knock down those open shots, it gets my teammates open, and we become a harder team to defend at the end of the day.
Are you in the gym by yourself a lot shooting?
I try to be as much as possible.
How many shots would you think? A couple of hundred a day?
Oh, yeah, for sure.
For sure. Okay. Eli, for you, how would you put your analyst hat on? How would you assess the Warren County basketball team after your first, 6 weeks?
We've worked pretty hard. We got a long way to go. We practice hard. We shoot it well. That's our thing. But as long as we keep working hard, I think we'll get to where we need to go and we'll be just fine.
What does this team want to do defensively?
Well, I always want to get stops. But we can't just defend it well. We have to rebound the ball. If we don't rebound the ball, the defensive stances don't matter as much. As long as we board the ball, stay in front of our man, I think we'll be fine.
Dante, they say that defense is about energy and want to. Does this team have a lot of that energy and want to?
Oh, I believe so at times. We usually try to get after as much as possible, make teams quit.
Coach, is offense ahead of defense or defense ahead of offense right now?
I would say that offensively we're a little bit ahead of the curve because defensively we really do have some guys that can cause some havoc, that can wreak some havoc. I think the one thing we're struggling with a little bit, our size, we don't have a lot of size on our basketball team. And that being said, what we have to understand is we have to bring that type of energy every single night. I think we're doing a better job of that, but I think it's been hard for them in this stretch to understand that in 48 hours we need to bring the same energy back. I think last night was a huge building block against a basketball team that was a big physical basketball team that we had the opportunity to beat last night.
CJ, can this team be a great defensive team when it's all said and done?
Oh, yes. Coach Wood is one heck of a defensive coordinator, as you would say, if you were looking at it as in football. He's our defensive coach, and he does a good job of stating that we need to play defense, and if we want to win and go where we want to go, that's what we have to do, and we all commit to it, and that's what it's going to take to win.
How important will this rest be once tonight's done?
Well, I've been on a load management, as you would say, so I've not played a game in like a week and a half, and it kind of took a toll on me yesterday, but I'm glad we came out on the win. But we played a big, big hoss yesterday.
You play football too?
Yes. Yes, sir.
It's different, isn't it?
Oh, yeah. That wax is a killer.
I understand. All right, Dante, can you make a lot of noise?
I'll say so.
When the tournament gets here, can this be a team that makes some noise?
I believe so.
How do you assess it, Trevor? Can this team make some noise?
Oh,
tournament
for sure.
Time?
We got the pieces, and we bond together down the stretch. We're a force to be reckoned with. We move the ball. We're a scary team. We got eight guys that can score. That's a scary team to play against. It's a fun team to be a part of. I can say that much.
Eli, when you get into the heart of district play, every night's a war, isn't it?
Yes, sir, it is.
Well, I mean, there's just no easy out, is there?
No, sir. You always got to battle hard. You got to battle hard to win.
Well, it's been great to see what this program has done in terms of the development coach and where you're going to go from here. Chris Sellins, head coach at Warren County, along with C.J. Taylor, Trevor Evans, Dante Ellum, and Eli Jones. Thank you all for being with us today. 5 teams across UC Sports Nation traveling out of state over the Christmas holidays. We'll keep that covered for you. And next week, we'll visit with the Clark Range girls from Chick-fil-A Interstate Drive. Hope you'll be with us. Most importantly, hope you have a wonderful Christmas holiday. Our show is produced by Maddie Grider, Will Hearn on the controls, and Justin Matheny, Rusty Ellis taking care of all the work at UCSportsNation.com.